Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and I tell you, that theme song just gets me motivated every time I hear it. I don't know, it's just something about those words. Ain't no stopping us now. And we can say that in any scenario that we find ourselves in that seems to overwhelm us, that seems to be so great and so challenging, all we have to do is say, ain't no stopping us, and you will get to the other side. I know it has gotten me to the other side. That song has been a part of my motivation repertoire for such a long time, and that is why I had made it the theme song. It was chosen on purpose to be the theme song for this show. So every chance you can get to listen to bits and pieces of that song, you know, songs can get down in our spirit. So it can get into your subconscious mind. So even when you don't realize the part you're playing in your own success, that song is in the background working overtime. It's just like at a computer. You can, you know, you're working in Microsoft Word, or you could be working in Excel or PowerPoint or any other computer program. But what's behind the computer program, what's behind the software that you're working, is something that's driving it in the hardware. And let me tell you, that's what that song is like for me. Ain't no stopping us now. We're leaving negative people way behind. I love when the song says, you know, I know there's times when we don't want to move forward. You know, you have that, you get that negative vibe. And that happens to all of us. Oh, my goodness. It happens to successful people. It happens to motivated people. You know, everybody goes through. I mean, there was a time when, you know, welcome again to the show. This is Coach Lalisa. For those of you who just tuned in, if it's your absolute first time that you've ever tuned into the show, please, you got to send me an email. You got to let me know, because I have a special gift MP3 for those of you, a motivational message for those of you who this is your first time, a free gift from Coach Lalisa to help motivate you and get you out of your mess when it's your first time tuning in. But I tell you, it's just, you know, it's just so important. It's so important and so critical that we have some kind of a you know, driving force within us. You know, that's what motivation is. Motivation is nothing but something that drives you, okay? Like some people are driven every day to get up and go to work, so they're motivated to get up and go to work, and they're driven by the paycheck. Some people are driven by the lifestyle that a paycheck affords them. Some are driven by the fact that they are able to care for their children and their family in a certain way. Some people are driven because of the work that they do. As such in my case, and one of the jobs that I hold is the work that I do that drives me to get up, rain, snow, sleet, or hail, regardless of how I feel, regardless of what I'm thinking, I'm driven. And so motivation is what drives you. So when we say, you know, we're a motivational speaker, or someone says, you know, you're coming to a motivational seminar, a lot of people, they're not sure what it is. So a lot of people, they won't come. But and the people who do come, they understand what it means is that someone is going to stir up in you your drive. See, some of us, the reason why we're unsuccessful in life, the reason why we're unhappy, why we're living unfulfilled, is because our drive has not been stirred up. Or it hasn't been stirred up in a while. So we've gotten complacent. We've gotten in a rut. We've gotten, you know, maybe somewhere along the way, we just feel like kind of giving up. You know, we just don't feel that energy. And that's why for some people, I don't know if you're as excited as I was on Saturday. I'm telling you, the Wyndham Hotel on 1 and 9 was not the Wyndham Hotel. I'm telling you, I was on another planet. But the energy, I kept hearing it over and over from people on Facebook and other people that have been in my presence since that time. It was the energy, and energy is something that cannot be created or destroyed. You cannot create or destroy energy. Energy can only be transformed and transferred. So in other words, you can get energy from point A to B, such as they do when they build trains and airplanes and any kind of machinery. It's a transference and a transformation of energy. You know, water carries energy. Air carries energy. Heat carries energy. So a lot of what you see happening when space shuttles go off into the air, and airplanes, you ever notice that airplanes, like I was a jet mechanic when I was 23 years old in the United States Navy. And at the time I thought, how horrible are they making me be a jet mechanic? I don't want to be a jet mechanic. But I'm glad I did it in retrospect, because I learned a lot about combustion. And I learned a lot about the engines. And it takes so much firepower to get that plane off the ground. And that's the same thing in your life. In some of your lives, it's going to take firepower to get you off the ground, you know. And even the Bible talks about slack. We know a lot of people understand the Bible talks about lack in terms of prosperity. But the Bible talks more about slack sometimes than it does lack, because the slack will cause lack. That's what the Bible said. Now, I didn't say that, y'all. Don't get mad at me. But the Bible says that slack causes lack. And, you know, we've heard people, you know, back in the day, and our parents and other educators would say things like, you know, the early bird gets the worm, and if you work hard, you'll get this and that. And sometimes we took that for granted, but it's the absolute truth. Hard work really can produce some success in your life. Most of the time, you know, somebody said that the road to success, this is what I heard, this is another quote, the road to success is absolutely paved with hard work. So therefore, if you work hard, but you want to work hard, but what we want to teach is how to work hard on point, how to work hard for the thing that you really want to see in your life. Like some people work hard for stuff that doesn't really bring them happiness, or doesn't really bring them fulfillment, doesn't really bring them the type of success they want. So, but what we want to talk about is working hard on a, you know, focused in the things that you really want, things that really touch you really, really deep down in your soul, okay? And that's why we talk about looking at your past and seeing where your pain is and letting that pain drive your passion and your prosperity. But But today I want to just mention self-empowerment and just want to talk a little bit about that. So again, welcome to everybody who is tuned into the show. We thank you for, you know, coming back. And I know, again, we're so, so excited about Saturday. Welcome in the chat room, the guests we have there. If you have any comments, you can always call in 347-945-7991. And I encourage you to, you know, refer your friends and tell your people, because it's especially your friends and your family, encourage them to get on the phone. Can you imagine you and your whole family or your whole team, if you work and you have staff working with you or, you know, working for you, please encourage them. It's nothing like being around a bunch of empowered people, people that are all positive, everybody flowing in a positive direction. You're going to get there much faster. But when you're the only positive one in the group and everyone around you is still negative, you're defeating the purpose. Because what's going to happen, you're going to get on the call and today I'm going to pump you up with some self-empowerment. Tomorrow you're going to come. You don't want to miss tomorrow. I have an awesome guest, Mr. Coach K. Powerful motivation. This is another person who is motivating people all over the world. He is big in motivation. Now, why am I attracting these kind of people to the show? It's just like the law of attraction. What you give out is what you're going to bring in. So that's just another nugget of wisdom. And we'll do that on our other show, the Lisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. It's very, very true. What you give out is what you're attracting back. So when you begin to attract things, if you don't like what you're attracting, look at what it is that you're sending out. Now, the next thing I want to mention also is about, and then Wednesday, okay, some of you were at the hotel on Saturday morning. I can't even describe in words what took place there. You got to wait to see some of the pictures and some of the video clips when I post them on my website, and I'll also post some on Facebook. You got to stay tuned, but Mr. Versi L. Walker is a true man of his word. He was there. He was early. He helped out. He was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. I can't even, you know, thank him enough for coming in. So he'll be here Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we have Miss Fran Briggs. You know she's the woman who teaches us how to get support and sponsors to help us with our projects and our business. She has done this. She has helped hundreds of other people do it. And she's going to be on the show helping you. She does have a program that you can enroll in for a couple hundred dollars, and she'll give away, I'm sure, a special of sorts. But even just what she drops on the show that doesn't cost you anything but to tune in, it costs you about 30 minutes of your morning, you're going to get a lot of stuff from that. And then on Friday, we'll be back to give some more empowerment tips. So you want to stay tuned all week, but every single empowerment, self-empowerment is, you know, like I tell somebody, it's the new black. Because what happened was, sometimes once a cat is let out of the bag, you know, then everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. And the beautiful thing about self-empowerment is that it's like motivation. Motivation is about how you're driven, what is driving you, but it's an internal drive. You see, that's why I really can't motivate you. I can't motivate you. But what I can do is I can stir up your ability to be motivated. I can't motivate anyone but myself, because motivation is within. So, again, I'm motivated to do this show every single day because of the fact that somebody is going to either call me or email me or make a post about what they got out of the show. And that alone is going to motivate me. So therefore, I'm motivated to do this each and every day. I'm motivated by the fact that I'm able to do this. You know, the ability. I'm motivated by the fact that I'm just using my natural skills, talents, and abilities to get this done. So you got to look at it like that, self-empowerment. So the art of self-empowerment, which is what I really wanted to talk about today, the art of self-empowerment. What is it? Well, it is several things, but a few things, and you might want to write these down if you get a chance, or you can always go back and listen to the archive. The art of self-empowerment is very, very similar to motivation. And number one, it's an inside job, okay? So while we show up to empowerment events, but that's to get that energy. You need energy, people. I'm telling you, you will get nothing done without energy. Tired people, I'm telling you, watch this. Talk to anybody you know. Tired people who sit at home and do nothing very seldom have anything. They don't have much. Okay? But they always complain about what they don't have. They never seem to get it. They never seem to understand that the go-getters, the ones with the energy, the ones who are out there getting, well, that's why they're getting, because they are using their energy. And remember, energy cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed or transferred. So that's why you can get energy from other people. Yes, you can. But you can also transform energy. Like, for instance, the energy that you may be using to just sit at home and watch television, it takes energy to do that. You could use that same energy to be on the internet looking up sites that may hold the key to your next level of success. Okay? So the same energy that it takes to put in a movie and sit there and put your time and energy toward a two-hour movie, that's 2 hours that you could have wrote five chapters to one book. You know, the average book today, especially for self-help books, which are typically the type of books that most of us know how to can write, because we were helped and we want to help others. Well, you can get away with 150 pages, okay, maybe 120. You can't do a 300-page self-help book. For the most part, nobody wants to read that many pages. They want to get in and get quick and get it done. A novel is different. People expect 300-page novels because it's a story, and they're looking to, you know, over time, they're going to read it just to, again, they're just reading it to pass the time away. But self-help books, people want instruction. They want to know how to do something. So the 2 hours that you spent watching a movie, that you could have had a half a book written, okay, and be making money, all right? And that's another workshop that I do, The Art of Making Money as a Self-Published Author. So I'm not about just writing a book so it can sit on your shelf or sit in your garage, 200-300 copies, and no. Where I'm talking about, actually, you've written something that other people will actually purchase and that you can actually have a stream of income coming in. So that's just one example. So self-empowerment is an in job. So again, I thank everybody for tuning into the show today. You're listening to Coach LaLisa here on Blog Talk Radio, heard every Monday through Friday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a couple other exciting things that I got to tell you about toward the end of the show. But the art of self-empowerment, that's what we're talking about today. Number one, it's an inside job. In other words, it's got to come from within you. In other words, you have the ability to be empowered, okay? Number two, it is a process of journeying. Self-empowerment is about going somewhere. It's not about standing still. You know, when things stand still, that's like water that's stagnant. What happens to a puddle of water that just stands there and sits there? After a while, it gets stale. It begins to rot. So you don't want to stand still. You want to be constantly journeying. You're going somewhere, okay? And self-empowerment is about journeying, going somewhere. Now, the third thing I want to say about self-empowerment, it's a process of discovering, and this is really, really big. There will be no self-empowerment, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again as many times as I need to. There will be no self-empowering until you discover who you are. Now, when I wrote the book, Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. That's what that book is about. You must discover who you are before you can really become a true success. Because in order to become a true success, you have to know what your skills, talents, and abilities are. You have to know how you handle pressure. You have to know how you work under pressure. You have to know the things that will break you and the things that will make you. Because, listen, if you just travel up the road of success, why do you think so many people get to the top and something happens and they fall? That's because they didn't understand who they were along the way. And they built on a, you know, shaky foundation, so to speak. It's like building a house. That even the Bible tells you no builder considers building a house without laying out all the groundwork and understanding the playing field. So this is like your own life to success. You have to understand who you are, what ticks you off, what makes you happy, what drives you crazy, though you're not going to go crazy, but just in the sense of thinking like that. What sets you off? You got to know what motivates you, what drives you. What is it that you love doing that you would do night and day even if no one paid you? You got to know these things. Oh, you got to know what will make you sick to the stomach. You got to know what, like, oh, my God, if I had to do that, I would just not be able to make it. You got to know that. I worked for 30 years at something that was so anti my makeup. You know, it's like in your body, you know, you could have an organ that isn't functioning properly, and so for years and years and years you're sick or something, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you one diagnosis and clears the whole thing up. That's how it was. All those years, I was working against myself. Why? Because I did not know that I was an entrepreneur. There's nothing wrong with being an entrepreneur, but there's nothing wrong with working for someone else. But the thing is, you got to know you. All right? So, anyway, that's what I want to say about the process of discovering. Serious, serious, serious. Self-empowerment is also, you have to know how to turn off and turn on. Turn off and turn on. And again, I thank you all for tuning in and staying tuned, and I really hope you're getting something out of this. If you have any questions, please, you have to hit your number one key. You can make a question or a comment. But you have to know how to turn on and turn off. Turn on and turn off what? The voices in your head. There are voices in your head that you have to turn off. Voices of negativity, voices of doubt, voices of fear, voices of excuses, and voices of put down. You have to turn these voices off. Shut them up. It doesn't matter whose voice it is. It could be mama's voice, grandma's voice, uncle, auntie, teacher, whoever, husband, wife, neighbor. It doesn't matter whose voice it is. You must shut. It could be your own voice. Sometimes it's your own voice. Don't be so quick to say, oh, well, you know, that's just the voice of the devil. No, sometimes it's your own voice, and sometimes it's your spouse's voice. It could be your parents' voice. It doesn't matter, but it's the words are the same. Negativity, doubt, fear, excuses, lack, all those voices, you must quiet them, okay? And then you're going to turn them off. Just turn them off like a radio. You know, it's like a little button, just go switch the TV, just like a remote control, boop, and just shut it off. The minute that voice tells you, girl, you can't do that. Man, you can't do that. Shut it off. Shut it off. You know, there is no limit to what you can do. None. None. Do you hear me? Absolutely none. So anytime you hear that voice that says, oh, you can never do that, just shut it off. Saturday was a dream come true. 12 years ago, I said I wanted to do a seminar just like what happened on Saturday. Now, there was a voice all the way up until the night before that says, don't do it. Just imagine had I ever, along those 12 years of that journey, had ever listened to that voice. Some of you were there on Saturday. Some of you had a great time. Just imagine had I ever listened to that. The night before, it said, a voice said to me, Lalisa, you need to cancel. This is not going to happen. This is not going to show up. This is not going to be there. Just cancel it. You see, I'm telling you, I'm talking about what I know. All right? So you got to be able to turn on the voices, and then you got to be able to, so you're turning off all of those voices, and what you're going to turn on is a voice that says, I can, I will, and I must. You see, that's what the voice you got to turn on. You got to say, when that voice says, you cannot go back to college, you got to say, I can go, I will go, and I must do this. When it's time for you to save up your money so you can make that great purchase or do whatever it is, travel somewhere that you've never been before, you got to say, I can, I will, I must. And I learned this from a professor at Montclair State University. He used to be a coach, and he would coach a basketball team, and that's what he would tell his team members. Every time before they got out there to play and they would think they couldn't do it, he would tell them to say, I can, I will, and I must. Those three key words that will help you every time. Now, the next thing you have to do if you really want self-empowerment, you have to maximize your potential. Potential is reaching your highest level of ability and skill. What is your potential? What are you good at? What can you do better than you can do anything else? So you must maximize your potential. If you're good at something, make sure you do it, and you do it over and over and over. And the next thing you have to do is you have to remember, when it comes to self-empowerment, get this because we're almost out of time. Remember this as it relates to self-empowerment. It's less about getting and it's almost all about being, which makes it so elusive to people because they can't understand that, some people. It's not about I got to get empowered. You got to be empowered. You are, remember, it's an inside job, okay? So that's the art of self-empowerment according to LaLisa. Everybody else, other people may have their own standards and principles and concepts for self-empowerment. I can only tell you what I've experienced, where I've been, where I've come from, and where I'm headed. Now, we had Saturday's event, went off, we did it, we had a great time, but we're not there yet. We still got a ways to go. We definitely want you to mark the calendar for next year, July. If you can make your way to New Jersey, we're going to do third annual Releasing Your Inner Power. But we're also adding a retreat, an empowerment retreat. Now, this is going to be a Friday evening. You're going to check in. You're going to have dinner. Then you're going to Saturday. You're going to have to do breakfast. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have activities. We're going to have more time because Saturday wasn't enough time to sit down and do some of the activities that are going to really dig deep, and you're going to really be able to open up and get to the heart of your success. And then Sunday we're going to close out with a worship service. It's going to be powerful and awesome. It's going to be a retreat. And it's going to be, like I said, Friday, all day Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to close out and going to let you go back home. It's only going to be a couple of hours away. I'll be working out some of the pricing details on today, and so I'm looking forward to tomorrow having some dates for you. It's going to be, I'm hoping it'll be the second week in December. So great time to retreat because it's the end of the year. You'll get a chance to reflect, but what's most importantly, you'll get a chance to plan for 2011. 2011 is going to be a year like never before, and we want to be ready. We want to be prepared. We thank you all for tuning in to Coach LaLisa. God bless you. Have a great, great, wonderful, powerful day. Please, I thank for all those of you who tuned in to the chat room. God bless you. Glad you could stay with us for the show. And remember, email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com if you have any questions or any comments. Today's topic was the art of self-empowerment. If you missed the whole show, go back and listen to it. And don't forget that there is absolutely no way anything can stop you but you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.